audio booze on now. Livy? I don't know if it was. I heard a car. Definitely I heard a vehicle pull up. Is it dark yet? So depressing it gets. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, is it? Well, it's coming up for 8 o'clock. Good evening, everyone, again. Since someone mentioned that audio booze has been very quiet, I've had an absolute influx of audio booze, which is really nice. But I hadn't really noticed it being that quiet, only in the channels. Maybe it's because I haven't been on here much, I suppose. I don't know what this is on the TV. What's on the TV, darling? The regular show. Oh, Obi loves the regular show. I don't really get it, but he likes it. Because you're a big kid, aren't you, darling? Are you?
What did you say?
You're a big kid.
Yeah, I know.
We're waiting for Tesco's. And it's nearly 8 o'clock, so they should be here now. Well, before 8. And they haven't let me know that they're going to be late, which they usually do. Which lately they have been every time, to be fair. You might be able to hear the dryer. Well, it's a washer dryer. I don't have a dryer anymore after the fire. You might be able to hear that in the background. And it makes some weird noises down the plug hole. That's what he's barking at, I think. That's the first time I noticed I thought he was going deaf. Because he'd bark at that like he didn't know what it was. Do you know what I mean? Hello?
What did you say?
I said, I think that's what he was barking at.
Yeah,
he heard that thing down the sink. Because that's the first time. He started barking at that last year when we moved back in and we got the new washing machine. And I started thinking it was weird that he did that, and that's when I noticed he couldn't hear properly anymore. But he can hear that. I don't know why he even does that. My other divvy dog, I wanted to capture it on audio, but I wasn't quick enough because I was in the middle of listening to something else. He's about to start shaking his cushion. He was watching an advert with a dog on it, and he started talking as he watches the TV. Well, where are you, Tesco's? It's not good enough. Is that the end?
Yeah.
That means it's 8 o'clock then, doesn't it? And they're not here.
It's 48.
Oh, it's coming up for me.
I'm on 178, mate. If I get to 20, they're not here.
Okay.
I'll go upstairs to shit.
You'll go upstairs and what?
Have a shower.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Put my phone down there. The reason I had Tesco's come in this late, well, there was two reasons. Partly it was all booked up in the morning, because I did it yesterday, and the second reason was we were supposed to go out this afternoon, but I didn't feel like going. I just didn't feel up to it. So then it put it to the evening. I thought I booked it between 6 and 7, but when I looked it said it was 7 and 8.
I've had a good record so far. 178, I haven't failed one.
I know you did.
I haven't failed one yet. I don't know. I'm stuck between two answers now. You want to hear the question, you mad?
Yeah, okay. Obi's doing a...
Oh.
I'm sorry, I mean, you're on audio booth. Just ask me the question.
When using the ladder, what should the slope or angle of the ladder be?
Oh, I don't know this. What's the alternatives?
I know it's not 45 degrees, that I know. I know it's not 85 degrees, I know that. Now we've got two more. It's either 75 or 60 degrees.
How do you know it's not either? It's not 45 because that's too steep.
It's too
sheer. Yeah, he's watching the TV.
Yeah, see the dog under it, yes.
Yeah, listen, let him let it go on audio book. He's watching the TV. He's such a dick. Did you see a dog on the Dentastix advert, you divvy? Well, it's not 90 degrees. I don't think it's 85 degrees either, because that's going to be too wide, don't you think? Because it's nearly 90.
The ladder is not one that opens. It's just one. It's
that you prop up against the wall.
Against the wall, yeah. The angle between the wall and the ladder.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't think it's going to be 90 degrees either, because that's too wide,
yeah,
don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, there's no 90 degrees there. What you have
is 85, though.
Yeah, if you put it at 85 degrees, it would be too close to the wall.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't make any sense that way. It's too close. But the 5 degrees would be too slanted, like
yeah,
it's like almost
too wide.
Too wide, yeah. And that's 75. Mate.
It's got to be one of those other two.
Yeah.
What happens if you get it wrong? You don't have to start again, do you?
No, I don't have to start again. Well, I've spotted my record. 178. I haven't filled one question.
I would go for. Don't take me. Quote me on this. I'd go for 65.
There is no 65.
What is it then?
Between 60 and 75.
Oh, well, 60 then. I don't know. I think I'd go for 60. But don't hit me if it's wrong.
I took 75, that was right.
Oh, okay, I was wrong. You'll remember that one. Stop scratching your divvy. You'll remember that if it comes up in the exam, won't you?
Yeah, I sure remember that.
It's for a safety thing, like working safely. What is it?
Why do you just get the ladder? You want to do a job and then you get a ladder. You measure the angle of your bread.
Well, that's what you do. You don't actually measure it, do you? You know. If you... That's like when you're doing stuff on the railway and it's the distance between, you know, what spot on the line, on or near the line, because you don't get a tape measure or a rule and measure it, do you? You just have to judge it. That's the same with the ladder. What does that CSCS stand for?
I don't even know. It's construction something. I don't know. Why do I just say
CSCS? CSCS. It's a CSCS exam. Now it's 8 o'clock. Don't tread on my hair, Toof. Now I'm getting a bit fed up because Tesco should be here. Do you think it's hot in here?
No.
I do. I think it's me. My clock needs winding up.
So I've got to remember that 75.
75, don't forget that. I don't think you will. Something like that you won't forget. You see what I mean? Because I pondered over it, and you nearly got it wrong. If you had taken my advice, you would have done. What's the exact time? Can you tell me?
What, the time right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 8:02. Just put 8:03, because what time you do that, man, I'll get a minute extra.
It loses a couple of minutes during the week anyway. But Saturday is the night day. I normally wind it up, because I don't know if it'll stop on tomorrow. Last time I wound it up, I stopped it by mistake. Oh, Tesco's you are. What I call a pain in the backside. Is it still the regular show, or is it something else come on now? Huh? Oh, it's not even on the same side. I didn't realise. I thought it was still a cartoon. That was on Cartoon Network, wasn't it?
I'm not sure that. No, I don't really watch it.
What is it?
I can't remember the name right now. I don't know if that's what I watch on there. It's just regular show.
I'm out of date with the cartoons because the kids don't watch them anymore. They only watch the American things. Well, I know they're American, but, you know, the things like, what do they watch? American Dad and all that crap.
Anthony, we only did what we did because you acted the way you acted.
No, I mean that. No.
You acted the way you acted.
Keep watching the TV, Niall. You might see some police dogs on here. He thinks I said come and play with me. I know what's going to happen. If he comes and plays with me, he's going to come down off the back of the settee, tread on my phone. That's the washing machine playing a tune.
What do you want to do here? You want to go
find? Get down. I don't want you... Oh, I've got nowhere to put my phone. He's not going to tread on it now. Put it up there on the back of the settee.
Divvy, come here. That made me jump then. Divvy, come here. Come in. He's running around the room now. He's a complete idiot. He's standing in front of me guarding me. He won't let him come near. Niall! He's jumping up in his face now. Niall! He sounds really vicious, doesn't he, when he does that? Oi, Divo! The things you do while waiting for Tesco is... Niall has now let go of the rings. They're going to start arguing now. He's going to get something else. What you got now? This is what they did on my last aftercare visit. They had an argument. Oi! Come here! Boy. Shut up, big mouth. What have you got to say that we don't want to hear? Everything. Shut it! Stop pulling up. Probably can't. Maybe they can't see that he because we've got no number. But they would ring me, wouldn't they? Don't get back up there now because my phone's there. Just sit there.
No, I don't see them.
You're going to watch the TV.
Yeah, I think we're going to watch the TV.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? They didn't have that, did they? They normally have it when it goes to the break. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, Yusuf, your breath smells bad, boy. Can't wait to get your teeth done in a couple of weeks. And all they're going to take, they're going to say, sorry, we couldn't leave any in. You're going to have to give him baby food. Like an old man. And a feeding cup. What number are you up to now, darling?
106. I just missed one now, but it wasn't that way. It's not like I didn't know it. You know, all my confidence. I actually knew the answer. I just took them out and just knew, yeah, that's it.
And it was wrong?
Yeah, but it wasn't exactly. I don't worry about it, but I know I know it.
Okay. When are you going to put in for the test? This week?
Yeah, I think this week. I'll as good as I can take it.
It's in Sig Cup, isn't it? Is it Sig Cup?
Yeah, I think
so. Didn't we say when you rang them up at once that it was Sig Cup or...
Yeah,
no, I can't remember. Sig Cup was the nearest, I think.
Slow cooked pulled chicken, together with too many fillets, in a soft brioche bun. The pulled chicken ultimate burger, new from KFC.
That sounds like the man who's reading that book, the James Hadley Chase book. Never Yeah, he's very American. Mind you, he should be American because it's an American book.
Let's ask this question. So where might you come across asbestos?
Huh?
Where might you come across asbestos?
Okay, where might you come across asbestos?
In an industrial building between 1920 and 1919.
Yeah.
Asbestos has not been removed from all buildings.
Mm.
Any building built or refurbished before the year 2000?
Oh, I don't know.
The house built between 1950 and 2000. And
1990. How many can you take? I would say it could be all of those. Is it the one?
Yeah.
I think there was asbestos in one of our old houses. Well, the one, you know, the one we owned, but I can't remember. It wasn't harmful, but it was there. It's the dust that's harmful. If it's disturbed, you know, and you breathe it in. I mean, we used to have just, you know, when you did science, did you have asbestos mats in physics and in the science lab? We did.
What?
Little asbestos mats that you stand things on, like the Bunsen burner and that. Well, we did, and that always worried me ever since when I hear about asbestos. That was one of the things, you know, when you do an experiment and you had to write down what you needed. That was one of the things you nearly always need in physics anyway. They're like a little square thing, a bit like a tile.
Yeah.
It's because they're heat resistant. A lot of ironing boards, you know, ironing boards at the end, the bit used to be asbestos, where you stand the iron on.
It's
when it's broken, it's the dust.
Yeah.
But we could have dropped one on the floor and broken it, couldn't we? I mean, really, when you think about it, it would never, I don't think it would pass now for health and safety, a load of blind people with Bunsen burners. I don't think it would be allowed. We had to attach it to the gas tap, you know what I mean, and then turn it on and the flame and everything. I'm sure nowadays they might let one person do it one-to-one with the support worker, but there was like six of us at a time with one member of staff. I don't think so.
I'm going to obsess into what? I've crossed 200
now, so. Have a look out the window.
Don't spoil people's joy, alright?
He said, shut up and go away.
Take your pause for that, alright?
He's standing Yusuf up on his back legs on the arm of the settee and he's looking up at you. He's saying, don't spoil people's joy. He said, I'm a killjoy. I am a little killjoy. Look, his little tail's wagging. He's going, bruh. What was that? Did you hear that?
Oh, the chimp down there.
Huh?
Jumping on the door.
Who? One of the cats? Which one? Candice? You know what they're doing? Is it Shinky? They're probably chasing insects. There's a lot of insects. Don't do that to him. There's a lot of insects around this time of year. In the evenings. And they jump up and catch them.
Someone's going to shit out there.
Does it?
All right, I'm going to also have a shit and have a fight.
Okay.
That nigga, you could have had that nigga, see?
Who?
If you had come on time, Tesco nigga.
Yeah, I know. Now he's going to have to bring it in all on his own if you're up there. Because I'm not helping him. Not that I'm being unsociable or anything or unhelpful, but I'm just not. Let me see your hands.
Seabass, come on down. Let me see your hands.
Well, everyone.
Your side, Rob, your side.
I don't know what time it is. Let me see if I can find out, because I don't have a watch. I do, but it doesn't have a battery. I've got a Braille one. Well, it's now 13 minutes past 8. This is getting ridiculous. I'll ring them if they don't hurry up. I'm just going to pause this and make sure I didn't get a text, because if I did, I might not have heard it because this was on. Hey ho, folks, I've just contacted Tesco's and after having to wait ages, I found out they haven't let me know, but in all this area, all the vans are delayed. There is an up to a 2-hour delay time, so it could be any time up till 10 o'clock, which is really not good. When we've got a big shopping order, I haven't done a big shop for 2 weeks, and so for a family of four, you can imagine that is a hell of a lot of shopping that we've got to start unpacking. It's probably going to take us up till midnight, because by the time we have to sort everything out and look at the dates on things, decide what day we're going to have what, this is what I do, and then if we can't fit it all into a few days, some stuff has to go in the freezer. So it's a royal pain in the backside, to be quite honest, especially that they didn't let me know. So she's waived the delivery fee, which was £4, which I think is a farce anyway, and it should be free. And she's going to send me out a voucher. I hope it's a good one, not a £5, but anything's better than nothing. So anyway, I didn't show that I was fed up or anything. I just said, you know, oh, really, when she said it was going to be up to 10 o'clock. I think it's really hot in here and it's quite muggy out. I've opened the patio doors. I wondered if the heating had come on, because I don't know I think it might be on the setting where it comes on automatically. I can't remember. I think I left it on that setting where the thermostat, it comes on automatically when it drops below a certain temperature. But it hasn't. I was rather hoping it had, because it was so hot I wanted to be able to turn it off. Here comes Pinky in the back door. Hello, my Pink! Anyway, I've got to clear out. There's a bit of stuff in the fridge that needs throwing away, like bits of old salad and stuff, and it could do with a wipe out anyway. So at least it gives me time to do that. But the thing is, we haven't had our dinner yet, because I ordered pizzas from Tesco's and we were going to have those, because it's just me and Obi in tonight. So now I don't know what we're going to have, because there isn't really much left. And there's certainly nothing to do that's quick, if you know what I mean. There's one piece of bread, so we can't even have toast. I suppose we could always have a takeaway, but we're trying to save money. I'll see what he thinks when he comes down. He's in the shower at the moment. Yeah, but it's all a pain in the neck, especially that they didn't let me know. I think that's actually quite bad. It's not just... I mean, they've let me know when it's going to be 15 minutes late. Sorry, I'll keep moving my phone around. I've put it down now. Yeah, they've let me know when it's going to be 15 minutes late, and now when it's 2 hours, they didn't bother to let me know. Where's the sense in that, really? I think all the cats have come in now. Their door's open, they can go in their room, but I think I just heard another one go up the stairs. She's the only one that's got a bell on, though, so they can creep around without me knowing most of the time. The devils. I'm starting to get the beginning of a bit of a headache. I think it's either because of the weather or because I've got my hair tied back and it's pulling on the top of my head.
Due to the rapid nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, there's definitely a cat on the stairs. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I've been a policeman now for about 17 years. It's been 5 years.
Oh, it's nice to get some air in here, I tell you. It's airless. It might be because we've had the dryer at work, so the washer dryer on, and it does make the room very hot. And I'm right next to the kitchen here. Well, I'm in spitting distance of the door to the kitchen. I mean, when you watch this program, it would give you the impression that all Americans are on drugs. It seriously would. Or that they all carry guns. Maybe a lot of them do, the second thing, but... My American ex, he did have three guns. He had a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. I don't really know anything about guns, and I'm not particularly interested in them, but... Well, I'm not interested in them at all, only that they keep away from me and my family. But when I used to stay there, he used to keep his shotgun like propped up in the corner of his bedroom. I've got a photo of it somewhere. But even though he said it was the catch was off or whatever it is, or was it on, I don't know, and it was safe, I was absolutely terrified of knocking it by mistake and making it go off. So when I was there, I made him put it under the bed, right out of my way. I didn't like it.
It's right there on the other side.
Yeah. I saw him went to go reach it, but you were already on.
I didn't tell my family when I went out there that I knew he had guns. Because I think they would have burnt my passport. That's what they threatened to do when I was going to Nigeria. Well, not my family. My dad's sister said, "Why can't you burn her passport?" I mean, what a thing to say. Like I'm a teenager. It's a good job I'm not really hungry. I don't know why these people bother lying, because they always get found out. Is there anything else in the car? No, officer, no, nothing, not at all. Oh, I didn't know that was there. It's quite sad, really. Actually, it's very sad.
What's your first name? You walked up, you gave it.
The thing I think is really stupid is that a program called Bait Car, and the police basically put a car there with the keys in the ignition and wait for somebody to take it, and then it's filmed. That's Obi coming out of the shower with his music playing. And I think, yeah? Yeah, our phone test goes. There's a 2-hour delay. It could be up to 10 o'clock. No, they didn't let me know. I had to phone them. Huh? Oh, yeah. And I think it's really stupid. It's just done for, like, entertainment, because people might say, oh, well, they would have done it anyway, but they wouldn't, because they weren't, you know, they didn't have the opportunity. So I think it's criminalising people unnecessarily and also wasting police time, and I really think it's stupid. And when they drive a certain distance, they do something, they activate something and it stops the car. And, of course, then they go and arrest them for stealing a car, which I know they shouldn't have done, but it's like saying, oh, I don't know, I can't even equate it to anything. I just think it's so dumb. I'm sorry to say this, but it's a real dumb American program. And if they spent a bit more time trying to solve crimes instead of inventing them, they might do a bit better. And they're usually little kids that pinch them. Well, like 16-year-olds and that. And they say, oh, well, it'll act as a deterrent to other people or in the future, but it just gets them a criminal record, which they might not have done. Certainly not at that time, anyway.
You ever been arrested before?
Never, sir. I've been to school, I've been to college. I'm broke. I mean, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I'm broke. I just want to go to school. Man, I'm in debt with credit. But you check my pocket, look at my wallet. I got credit cards and...
Is that why you're out here slanging? Because you got credit cards?
Right? You're trying to make a couple of...
What? Honestly, I'm trying to make a couple extra bucks.
All right. Let's
go to school.
Let's deal with that. But don't lie to me.
Man, this is not my career. I don't have to be
What are we going to do about dinner? I mean, I'm not very hungry, are you? You must be. What are you doing to him? Don't harass him. Oh, that's the cushion for the thing. Thanks.
It's meant for... Hold up.
No, don't put it on his back like a tortoise. No, don't. Don't do that. What are we going to do about dinner? Let's wait till it comes. I'm not actually hungry, are you?
Yeah,
I haven't really been hungry properly for over a week.
What have you had all day?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Piece of dry bread and a cold baked potato from last night. With nothing in it. I ate it like an apple, but I cut it in half and ate one half in the morning and another half at lunchtime and a dry piece of bread. What have you had to eat? Just cornflakes? You must be starving, darling. Oh, I put black pepper on my potato. The second half. I didn't think to do it on the first. We have got, just for the record, people, we have got a few bits of stuff in the freezer and some eggs in the fridge, and but we're just running really low because I haven't done any shopping for 2.5 weeks. And we were expecting it here by now. I suppose I've got to go and feed the cats. I don't feed them till this time because they won't come in. They don't like coming in now either because there's lots of moths and things and daddy long legs and stuff that they love chasing. Shinky came in. Did you see any other cats upstairs?
No.
I think I heard one go up the stairs. What are you on your iPad? Niall's chewing his bone. Toof Toof sitting here beside me like an idiot. Are you not cold, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Because I opened the door. It was hot in here. I don't think it was just me. And it's letting some fresh air in here. Shiki! Here she comes. Have you been chasing moths? With the Match mobile app, Match.com. Chasing moths. Vicky Harris, you're our kind of person. Have you given up on CSCS for now?
No, I'll continue.
What about your highway code theory? You haven't heard from what's his name, have you? John.
Yeah, what's the call on his card, right?
Maybe he's not back at work yet. It depends what happened to his mum, doesn't it? Whether she recovered or...
His in-law, right?
Huh? Was it his mother-in-law?
Yeah,
oh, not his own mother. Yeah. Well, that's not so much excuse for having much time off work, really, is it? If it's your own mum, it's different. That's that thing you're talking about, is it?
It has it. Is that it?
Yeah, but it's £600.
I didn't see it. Is that what it said?
Yeah. £599.
Oh, Scottish niggers.
I'm sure we can get it a bit cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah, I know.
We're looking at laptops. She's dancing around on the stairs going brrr. She's probably chasing a moth. Catch them all, please. I don't want them fluttering in my face again. I don't really mind moths and things, but the other night I was sitting doing dialysis in the middle of the night, and I thought, oh, that's a big gust of wind coming through the window, even though I'm the other side of the room. I thought it must be gone really windy out there, and I turned my head and it came again, and then I heard this and felt these flapping wings near my ear, and I screamed, didn't I? I don't know. I went, and I jumped up and started dancing about, and I couldn't even get away from it because I think it might have been a wasp. Anyway, audio boo. I think I better upload this because it's getting boring. Just me talking is boring. Is that not true, darling? Hello, Earth to my divvy. Hello. Why are you being so quiet today? Hey. I tickled you then. Do you want me to tickle you? Shall I tickle you? Shall I tickle you? Round and round the garden. Could I do that thing that we do to kids here? Do you not do that? Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Divvy? Give me your hand. Yes, you can. Give me your hand. Shall I go and see what we can fling together to eat? We haven't even got any pot noodles or anything like that. Or ready meals. This is when they might be handy. Give me a hand. Divvy! Give me a hand. Huh? Oh. Okay, folks. I'm off. Possible.